plastic tables dotted with climbers, regular people, squads, families, rugging and hurting the disease-looking people, a cacophony of vendors and orders, stainless steel chopping against hot noodles, people laughing, people drinking, chairs scraping ground. We all felt light-headed with impatience to join in. We caught sight of a further sector clustered around the rest stop area near one of the exit roads and its companion red army fuel station, and further off, sneaking towards an auxiliary lot full of tractor trailers and other hefty multi-axle vehicles. But closest now was one of the parking, full of people's vans and passenger motorcycles and refurbished cars. Hey, even some ties for horses, how about that? And as soon as Wall noticed, there rode by two people in matching leather vests and leading along with them a trotting pony. The pony whinnied high and triumphant as it entered the crowd, and Wall looked at Bobby with shining eyes.